I stood beneath the lofty palms on India's burning shore, listening to the ceaseless tune and the savage lion's roar. As I stood gazing on a scene that to me was blank and drear, advancing to me from the wood, an old man did appear. The old man led me to a seat, being on a fallen tree, and at his request we both sat down, for he wished to speak to me. Again the salt tears filled his eyes as he eagerly grasped my hand. Behold in me, the old man cried, I'm a native of thy land. He looked at me inquiringly, I know it caused him pain. He said, young man, you may doubt my word, but I'll tell you once again. It was by this hot and burning sun, once my skin was fair as thine, but there's nothing but good old Irish blood flows in those veins of mine. I lived down on the Shannon in the year of 48, blessed by a loving babe and wife on an English lord's estate, until that cursed rebellion I was forced from them to go, to fight for love and freedom in that hated Saxon's foe. This English lord so cruel he sought to take my life, but he soon revenged his anger on my loving babe and wife. He mangled their dead bodies with his cruel Saxon sword, and he said that Irish brat might live to join the rebel's hood. At midnight in the wildwood their dead bodies were brought to me, and I swore by their dead bodies that revenged on him I'd be. And to fulfill the oath I swore that revenged on him I'd be, I sailed in the same ship with him to the coast Cape Colony. When we arrived at Cape Town, I was chosen for to be lieutenant in the army and to guard his lone body. One day while we were hunting, alone all in the wood, I raised my sword of vengeance and before that coward stood. Now raise that twisted sword of yours that slew my babe and wife. Defend yourself, base murderer, a husband seeks your life. And to defend his wretched life, he tried all his skill and art, but I quickly plunged my naked steel into this coward's heart. Then I fled to the wild wood where I thought I'd end my life, but I'd rather die in old Ireland than be buried with my wife. Hair in a gold locket is the only thing I bear, a shamrock brought from Ireland and some of my loved ones' hair. I said, my good and trusty friend, yonder big ship I command, to carry you safely o'er the flood to your native land. And now down on the Shannon, in conspicuous ground, lies the body of that gold patriot, and his loved ones can be found.